SFE tuition fee errors, clearing and course changes. If the SFE tuition fee differs from the amount charged by your university, confirm the correct course and amount with the university, then check SFE guidance for when and how to correct it. After the course starts, the university must send any changes to the student loans company. Confirm the course name, mode of study, academic year, and correct tuition fee with the university's finance department. Report any university and course changes made through clearing separately to SFE as well as UCAS. Before the course starts, update your university, course, and tuition fee loan details in your SFE online account. If online changes are unavailable, upload a CO1 form and supporting evidence to your account as instructed. If your tuition fee loan has not been processed before the course starts, ask the university to report the change and whether tuition payment can be deferred. If your SFE tuition fee amount differs from the amount charged by your university, first confirm the correct amount with the university. Check SFE guidance for when and how to make corrections. After the course starts, the university must submit the change request. Check the GOV, UK Student Finance Guidance, for the latest applicable date. Information to prepare first start by gathering the course information and tuition fee confirmed by your university. Do not enter the general tuition fee shown on the website. The actual course registration and mode of study are what matter. Exact name of the university and campus course name, and course code, whether a foundation year is included, whether the course is full-time or part-time entry year, and course start date tuition fee for the relevant academic year confirmed by the university part-time course, credits, or study intensity. SFE customer reference number and application status, the university determines the tuition fee. SFE reflects the confirmed tuition fee in its loan assessment. Any amount above the applicable limit is not automatically covered. Who to contact when the tuition fee differs? First, contact the university's finance department or student registration team. The university can confirm the actual amount charged for each course. Ask SFE to make the correction based on that confirmation. Issue to check who to contact first, what to confirm the amounts on the university website, and SFE differ university finance department, actual amount, charged and applicable academic year, the course name or campus is different university registration team, correct course code, and start date the approved loan amount is less than the tuition fee SFE applicable limit, and assessment status information has not changed after the course started university student support team, whether the change was reported to SLC the university website may display a standard amount. The amount charged to each student may vary depending on the course structure. Keep written confirmation of the amount, such as an email. Tuition fee differences by circumstance foundation and part-time courses may not use the standard tuition fee without adjustment. The course structure and registered credits must be confirmed first. A self-calculated amount is not a confirmed tuition fee. Circumstance, why the amount differs, what to check standard full-time course, the university's tuition fee for the relevant academic year applies course name, academic year, campus foundation course, whether it is an integrated course, and how it is classified affect the limit foundation year, subject. Education provider part-time course, the amount charged varies according to registered credits and study intensity modules. Credits, study percentage clearing change information for the previous university may remain on the application new university, new course, correct tuition fee do not determine. The amount based only on the word foundation. You must ask the university whether the foundation year is integrated into the degree. Also ask about the applicable tuition fee loan limit. Part-time tuition fees may vary according to the modules for which you register. Check the university's tuition fee guidance to determine whether the amount may change. If it changes, check your SFE application information again. Reporting steps after clearing, do not assume that SFE will update automatically when you change the university whose offer you accepted through UCAS. Report the new university and course separately to SFE. Complete this as soon as your university or course changes through clearing. Confirm the place you received through clearing with the university. Ask the university for the new course name and course code. Confirm the exact tuition fee for the relevant academic year. Open your current application in your SFE account. Change the university and course information to the new details. Check the tuition fee loan amount as well. After making the change, check the application status and notification letter again. A notification of entitlement may already have been issued. Check the university and course listed in this document as well. If the previous information remains, you must follow the correction process. Steps for making an online SFE change before the course starts. Before the course starts, your SFE online account is the primary channel for making changes. Select the student finance application for the current academic year. Menu names may vary slightly depending on your account status. Sign in to your SFE online account. Select the application for the relevant academic year. Open the application management or change menu. Update the university and course information. Check the tuition fee loan amount requested. Submit the changes and save the status. Check whether an updated notification letter is issued. If you cannot edit the information online, check the guidance message. Where applicable, complete a CO1 form and upload it through your account. Part-time applicants should follow any separate instructions displayed in their accounts first. The exact latest wording is available in updating your student finance details on gov.uk. Routes for each type of change are provided in the change guidance under student finance. How to apply? Both documents can be found in the gov.uk student finance guidance. How to correct an incorrect amount after submission? Even if you submitted an estimated amount, you can correct the same application. Before creating a duplicate new application, check the change function in your existing application. You must use the amount confirmed by the university. Obtain written confirmation of the actual amount charged by the university. Open the application management screen in your SFE account. Find the option to change the tuition fee or requested loan amount. If online changes are unavailable, check the designated form. After submitting the change, compare the new assessment result and notification letter. If the assessment is already in progress, processing the change may take time. Do not submit repeated applications simply because the previous amount still appears on the screen. If necessary, ask SFE to confirm whether the change was received. Comparison of change procedures before and after the course starts. Who handles the change depends on whether the course has started. Before the course starts, you can make the change online yourself. After the course starts, the key requirement is that the university may need to report the change. Timing main party responsible. What to do before the course starts. You update the university, course, and tuition fee in your SFE account online. Change unavailable you and SFE, use the specified CO1 form, or follow the account instructions. After the course starts, university report the changed course. Information to SLC tuition fee payment date. Approaching university finance department, ask whether the account can be marked as pending and whether payment arrangements are available. The course start date is based on the academic information maintained by the university. It may differ from the date you have assumed. If it is unclear, ask the university registration team to confirm your current status. Action to request from the university after the course starts. After the course starts, ask the university to report the change to SLC. Some information may no longer be editable directly through your SFE account. The university must provide the correct course and tuition fee details. Confirm whether a change of circumstances has been sent to SLC. Reconfirm that the registered course and tuition fee are correct. Ask whether your finance account can be marked to show that your student finance is under assessment. Ask whether a tuition fee payment deferral or temporary arrangement is available. Check whether any attendance or registration confirmation procedure remains. Outstanding payment deferrals vary according to university policy. Do not assume that one will be granted automatically. Keep the response and reference number. Common mistakes. The most common mistake is assuming that the process is complete after updating UCAS. UCAS and SFE use separate records. A clearing change must be checked with each of them. Submitting the previous university's tuition fee unchanged, treating the standard amount on the university website as the confirmed amount, failing to check the separate structure of a foundation year, converting part-time credits, using your own calculation, creating a new duplicate application after. Making a mistake, repeatedly trying only online edits. After the course has started failing to check whether the university reported the change to SLC, also avoid interpreting the amount shown by SFE as necessarily being the amount charged by the university. If the two amounts differ, you must confirm which one is current. The safest order is to obtain confirmation from the university and then align the SFE record. How to keep a change history and supporting evidence when a change is delayed. Keeping a dated record is helpful. It allows you to identify when the university and SFE held different information. This is a practical step not covered in detail by many guidance documents. Save a copy of the SFE screen before making the change. Keep the university's tuition fee confirmation email. Record the date when you submitted the online change. Note the reference number and the date and time of any consultation. Compare the new notification letter with the previous one. Do not add unnecessary personal information to your records. Use only the official channels requested by the university or SFE. Do not post your customer reference number publicly. Frequently asked questions: which amount should I enter? The SFE amount or the university tuition fee? Use the actual amount charged that the university has confirmed for the relevant course and academic year. It may differ from the standard amount shown on a general information page. The applicable loan limit is assessed separately by SFE. Can I enter an estimated amount if I do not know the tuition fee? It is safer to ask the university finance department for the confirmed amount first. If you have already submitted an estimate, correct it in your existing application. Avoid submitting a duplicate application. Do I have to report a change through clearing if only the university changes? If the university or course changes, you must also update your SFE record. Do not assume that a UCAS change has been reflected automatically. Confirm the new tuition fee as well. What should I do if the change is not processed before the course starts? Tell the university finance department that your student finance change is under assessment. Ask whether a payment deferral or temporary registration arrangement is available. Availability depends on university policy.